What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
All right, let's kick it old school now, everybody. Almost 30 years.
This was
Who
hard.
Wants to feel old today? 30 years coming this September since Tupac was gunned down on Cobalt and Flamingo in Las Vegas. And let's be honest, Eric, have you been to Vegas and driven by Cobalt and Flamingo and gone, oh, that's where it is? I think every time I'm in Vegas, I'm like, hey, there it is. Because like inevitably the drive from the airport takes you by it.
Yeah, I was out there a couple weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure we rolled right through it.
I think I've shown my daughter the spot like 5 times now in life. It's like, hey, there, like, thanks, Dad, I already know that's where Tupac was shot. Anyway, his family just made the most aggressive legal move this case has ever seen, a wrongful death civil lawsuit that names Keefe D and up to 100 unnamed John Doe co-conspirators the family believes helped plan, finance, and carry out the murder. But the lawsuit is not just about accountability here. It's about discovery. The discovery machine built to force testimony that documents out of people who have never been compelled to answer a single question under oath. With Keefe D's criminal trial set for August and the civil case now running on a parallel track, the legal battlefield around this case just doubled in size, and the implications for everyone connected to it are enormous. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, and attorney Eric Faddis, former prosecutor and defense attorney. Eric, the Shakur family, what's left of it, filed this as a wrongful death suit. The brother of Tupac did this, but they lined up to 100 unnamed co-conspirators, John Doe's, alongside Keefe D. Let's help everybody understand this. When a family goes this route, they hired the firm Quinn Emanuel behind them. It feels less like a lawsuit and more like a private investigation with subpoena power. What does this tell you about what the family is actually expecting to try and get to the bottom of through discovery?
Totally. So one thing it tells me, Tony, is their objective probably is not money. because there is little to no collectability likelihood on a wrongful death case like this. TVD's already in jail. I don't know of any significant assets that he has. And these unnamed folks, you can't get money from an unnamed person. And even if you do name them, trying to attach personal assets in a wrongful death case is so cumbersome and futile for the most part. So my apprehension is that their objective is something else. It's truth finding. As you mentioned, when this discovery process proceeds on the civil case, they'll be able to subpoena folks for depositions where they have to sit under oath and be peppered with questions about the event and any potential involvement. And so, it seems like their objective here might be truth instead of money, which is a little bit refreshing.
How deep in the truth barrel can they go, I guess, when you're naming just John Doe's in a civil case and you want to depose people? You can't just, I guess, you know, maybe you can, I don't know, just willy-nilly throw names out there. Hey, I want to talk to this person. You were around at that time. Diddy, I want to talk to you. Corrupt, I want to talk to you. Just name all these people that were around Tupac at the moment of his death. Some that have been implicated before, some who were just on the same record label, if you will. What is this, the truth-finding mission, and how much power does that do they hold in terms of subpoenaing people and getting people in for depositions? By filing this, can they get Diddy in for a deposition? Because that seems to be where a lot of roads keep leading. I'm not saying it anything to do with the murder of Tupac, but obviously there's a lot of questions there and a lot of people that want to get him in to find out what he knew on the record of this case at that time and today. Can they get there with this?
You know, I think they can certainly try, and I would not be surprised to see Diddy asked to sit for a deposition. But in this context, especially with the parallel criminal case and the specter of possible criminal consequences, that can allow deponents to invoke their Fifth Amendment rights and to not provide information during a deposition or written discovery or something else. You know, as opposed to like a car accident case where you can subpoena in the driver and then their passenger or whatever, and they're not going to invoke the Fifth in that context. But in this context, where they could be facing a murder charge if they incriminate themselves in some fashion, that could be a barrier to finding truth here. That being said, the latitude that civil litigants have in the discovery process is pretty broad. It's not the same as a trial where there are all these rules, like it has to be relevant and it has to be authentic and it it can't be hearsay, things like that. Those rules are during the discovery process. So broad latitude for these folks, but also some potential legal barriers.
Yeah, I mean, they're spending a lot of time, money, and resources for the only thing we can guess at is, from what you're saying, is some truth and transparency. What other potential gains could they get out of this?
You know, Robin, if they so like I said, there's no reasonable likelihood of collectability on any sort of damages for KFED, in my opinion. Right. But, you know, sometimes through the discovery process, you learn about the involvement of other folks. You learn about the potential civil responsibility of other folks, like folks who have money, folks who still have assets, folks who are, you know, are successful entertainers. And so perhaps they're saying, hey, let's start with KFED and let's the people around him, let's build our knowledge base. Let's see if we can develop any ties through this discovery process by which we can potentially add more defendants. That's why they included up to 100 John Does, is because they want to replace those John Does with actual names, potentially, of folks who have money.
So basically it's an expensive fishing expedition?
that's certainly how defense would characterize it on that. And perhaps you're not too far off.
Do we see that? Is that kind of common in doing these types of civil suits after such a long time has elapsed?
It's not terribly common because there's not a ton of incentive for the attorneys. Usually on such a civil suit, the attorney would get paid from a percentage of any settlement or verdict. But if there is no reasonable likelihood of a financial recovery, how are these attorneys being paid? Through fame, through name recognition, I suppose. But that's a shit ton of work to do over the course of what could be years.
All right. Thank you.
How much latitude does Diddy have to say, you know, I'm not coming in for this. Can't nobody hold me down. I'll be missing you. You guys have fun over there. What kind of latitude does he have to not show up for a deposition? And what sort of, you know, legal repercussions could exist if he just says, no, I got enough problems. I don't need more money or more problems. I don't need to go for this deposition. I'm a bad boy for life. Go shake a tail feather. What do you think? I think I worked in about
Tony's radio background shines through every day.
I think I nailed about 7 Diddy songs in that question on purpose.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, but what sort of latitude does he have?
Well played. So he can't just outright refuse without any sort of legal response if he is properly served with documents requiring his attendance at a deposition. However, he can file a motion to quash, if he was subpoenaed for this deposition, he can file a motion to quash saying, hey, I'm just going to invoke my Fifth Amendment right anyway. This is a meaningless procedure, and court, don't make me come do this. But
they can't just say, come with me. Da da da.
How many more of these you got up your sleeve?
I don't know. He only had so many hit songs. He was usually somebody else's backing vocal.
Right.
He needs a girl to ride, you know.
Right. You know, what comes to mind too, though, is the plaintiff could potentially submit written discovery to. Could they submit it to a non-party? It depends on the jurisdiction, but they might be able to submit written questions to Diddy that he has to answer under oath. And you can only invoke your Fifth Amendment right if you have a reasonable belief that the response could be incriminating. And so if they're just asking him, if they phrase the questions in such a way that could not elicit a criminal response, but instead just trying to obtain knowledge about what happened, about people, you know, who do you know and who might have been there, things like that. He might not be able to validly invoke his Fifth. It gets pretty complicated, but I don't think he can just say, no, screw you guys. I'm invoking the Fifth and I'm never going to have any involvement. I think it's going to be more nuanced than that.
From what you're seeing, does this look like a very complex way in order to try to get at Diddy?
It very well could be, especially with some of the documentaries that have come out recently and 50 Cent right. did his and it was pretty unfavorable for Diddy, to say the least. And they've got to find somebody with deep pockets. I don't know if, you know, it seems like Diddy might still have some significant assets just based on what's publicly available. And if they were able to tie him in, that could bring back sort of the financial element of this civil wrongful death suit, make it worthwhile for the attorneys and for the litigants as well. So if they could bring him in, certainly would be a huge win for the plaintiff.
He's not named in the suit right now, but that's where the window is open with the 100 John Does. Like, is the window into this, you know, going after Keefe D, that gets the lawsuit going. You can end up naming more defendants as you go on as the John Does, if you so choose at some point in time. I'm wondering if that's the vehicle that's trying to get them there. And then I wonder if maybe there is a financial motive for it at some point, or truth, or just both, or one or the other. I don't know, but it seems to get a kind of step on some lily pads to get to the other side of the pond. If Diddy is there, but at the end of the day, if there was evidence to convict Diddy or to connect him to the death of Tupac, wouldn't we have probably seen it by now? If there's any, and this is 30 years ago, so the digital trail, all that stuff, it's gone. There's not really anything to find. It feels like all that's really left would be if Diddy self-incriminated himself, and all he has to do is shut up or say he doesn't remember. And if that's the only thing that can get him, that might be the only thing that could still get him, right?
Potentially, but one thing that also comes to mind, though, is, you know, let's say that there's an associate. Let's just say hypothetically. I'm not saying he did this, but let's go for a hypothetical that he did do this. And through the wrongful death lawsuit, they identify some associate of Diddy, and they loop that person in, and they scare the hell out of that person. And they say, hey, you're going to be liable for millions of dollars. You might go to jail. This could turn into a criminal thing for you. Are you sure there's not more info you want to tell us about Diddy? And then perhaps that person's like, whoa, hey, dude, like, I don't need my life screwed up forever. Diddy did this. And let me tell you how. And let me tell you about these conversations. Let me tell you about these events. Let me tell you about things like that. Now, that would not be, you know, sacrosanct evidence. Certainly could be challengeable. But there are ways to get to Diddy that are sort of peripheral to Diddy.
You know,
Diddy
really,
adjacent, if you will.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too, because Diddy's still behind bars, correct? Right?
Yeah.
But I heard rumors. I thought we heard he might be getting out early, good behavior, something like that. But I don't know.
It kind of changes by the week.
Yeah. But what's really interesting about that, Eric, and this is because, like, again, you got to look at the motivations, the intent of what people are doing, of what they think is in their best interest. So these attorneys think it's in their best interest to do this. And so, like you're saying, there's got to be some sort of payoff that they're taking the gamble on. And the fact that, you know, a lot of Diddy's circle remained very loyal to him, even to the very end. But now that the end has happened, is behind bars, I'm curious with you as well. Now that he is actually behind bars for a period of time, I wonder how that has influenced his network around him or not. And they might be able to take a separate run at these people from the other side. And the fear factor might be higher in them now than before. It's, you know, from prosecution and such. It's a really interesting.
Sure.
It's really, really interesting to kind of think about that. There's probably such animosity against Diddy from this camp that they could even say in their minds, you know, we might not get any monetary gain out of this. We might not be able to loop him in. But even the thought of being able to keep him stomped down from this other camp might be enough to motivate them.
It could be. And you know, Robin, let's just say hypothetically, did he have some involvement? I'm not saying that he did, but hypothetically, if he did, and there were some associates who knew about this, their fear of this thing ramping up and getting in trouble civilly or criminally is probably increased. And their fear of Diddy, who's behind bars, is probably decreased.
Yeah,
now, certainly he has reach from the inside, but that reach has lessened and his resources have lessened. His reputation has lessened. And so perhaps there are folks with information who might be more inclined now to come out and give that than they would, you know, 5 years ago when he was having his parties and freaking off.
I wonder about that. Like, how much has the field cleared up that pulled the fear factor of Diddy down where it used to just be, well, I'm not going to talk about this because I don't want to have the repercussions from Diddy's goons. Again, I'm not saying he did it, all hypothetical, but 100%. from Diddy's goons coming at me, because obviously we've heard the other stories, Kid Cudi, all of this, you know, firebombing the cars, things of that nature, those allegations. It seems, you know, he had a propensity, allegedly, maybe in some people's opinions, to bring repercussions to people who crossed him. But if that's no longer a factor and you're caught in the middle and you have knowledge about something, theoretically, you're having to weigh then, I might, you know, owe a lot of money if I don't say something here. I might face some sort of criminal charge or face the wrath of Diddy. Well, you know, the weight is a little bit shifted these days and it's not what it used to be. So I wonder how much that could influence where this might go.
But the only thing I'm going to bring up, you know, Mark Fry in our comments always makes me laugh. And if they are successful, if for some chance, again, all hypothetical, Diddy gets wrapped into this, the only way he'll be able to provide compensation is with baby oil.
There we go. Big shipment of baby oil to the law firm. Congratulations. Here's what you get.
What am I going to do with that?
What am I going to do with that?
Set up an Etsy store, you know.
That's
the
right.
The leftover Diddy's oil.
Diddy's oil. Diddy oil. Oh my god.
That's what happens. More money, more problems. That's what you end up doing.
Mo.
All right. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. The links are in the description. Eric Faddis, thank you so much for being here. Robin Drake's latest book, it's out. It's Not All About Me. It's available wherever you get books. Go and buy it right now. You will. You shall. It's great. You'll love it. It's do it now. Okay.
And buy it for someone in your life you think needs to hear that message.
Exactly. Buy it for someone in prison, Jim Bob. Buy it for get two in your prison. You know, well, one's out. One. Yeah. You know, two for one. Maybe they could share it. Like, you know, you could like move it. Anyway. Anyway, until next time, for everyone, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.